Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
I got you looking. How got you looking? On me, like I'm an incomplete pyramid. Cause my swag is on top. Yeah, I know y'all notice it. So far from limited. Platinum without a hit. My trip on that ride. That whole fence split. Acting like you on my team. When you the lion shit. Your fake game is weak. Hater, you need to quit. I work hard for what I got. And so deserving it. The best is in my future. Now that's a perfect fit. My swag balling. Rhyme swooshing. Like a chef, my verse is cooking. When I thrust, the bed shooking. It's my fault. Now she hooking. Her snatch is wet. While she tooking. Stuck on stoop, like she's from Brooklyn. I'm the best. Y'all still rookin'. Call my agent.
Matt Frankel, aka Big Stacks. I relaxed your mind and let your body reach climax. And even you, too, says I got J-Lo wet. Don't you know that this is a fucking set? MSSP, does that put you right? It's like medicine to make you feel alright. This beat like Hot Fire Part 2. It's Primo and the MSSP crew. And all the chicks say, they want it through, hit me, and skip the two. So now girl, you know what to do. So now girl, you know what to do.
Ooh yeah, hey, it's super beat up on this track. You be up in the club, kicking that ass. You know what they want, to smack that ass. Don't give it to them, I'll bounce right back. I'll give you a lucky experience, you'll never go ahead. The agitation, oh, baby, wait in the back. I'll make it come so hard, you like, ooh, yeah. Dance, give up, you real bad. Dance, give up, you real bad.
Be easy, we got him on this one.
You're listening to the station that's got 'em looking. Yes, that's right. You're listening to the station that's got 'em looking. You're tuned in to Big Stats Idle Hour. And speaking of got 'em looking, that was Got 'em Looking by the MSFP crew featuring our good friend, Primo. We got a great show for you today. We're going to be interviewing and talking with an artist by the name of Elizabeth Pope. She's a West Coast artist, and if you like artists like Adele or Alanis Morissette, you'll really enjoy this show. She's gonna be calling it into the station to talk with us soon. But while we wait, I'm going to give you a little sneak peek from our Thursday show of America Favor with Rebel Music, not to be confused with Shy B's Rebel Music, which is also a really great track that we've had on on the station and on our station compilation album. But this is America Fiera with Rebel Music. He's a rock singer, and we're going to be talking to him on Thursday. But here's a little sample of him.
We'll be right back.
That was a little taste of some America favor with rebel music. I can't wait to talk to him on Thursday night. We're going to have a great show then. If you're just joining us today, we're going to be talking with Elizabeth Pope. She's going to be on the line with us momentarily. Don't forget to check us out on, you can, subscribe to our, Twitter page, follow us at Big Stats Radio, like us on Facebook, at Big Stats Idle Hour, like my artist page, Matt Big Stats Frankel. Keep tuned in for more episodes. We're going to be ending the show later, as promised, with audio from the 92nd episode of Radio MSFP, as well as my own radio interview on FM radio show Psych Word Radio out of Connecticut. Stay tuned after the show to listen to that. We're expecting her to call it into us soon. And while we wait, let's listen to a little bit of who we're going to be talking to later on. This is Elizabeth Pope with Undermine.
They said, little darling, don't you cry. Little darling, don't you cry. Little darling, don't you cry. I caught a bus into the city, strumming my six-string guitar, a few riffs of Dylan, but that tune was in my head. Little darling, don't you cry. Little darling, don't you cry. Little darling, don't you cry. Wave goodbye now. Wave goodbye now. My family sits on the dark gray porch. Shades of blue, shades of yellow, shades of purple, and maybe red. They're singing a tune in their head, and this is what they said. Little darling, don't you cry. Little darling, don't you cry. Little darling, don't you cry. Everything will be all right. Everything will be all right.
All right, that was Elizabeth Pope with Little Darling. While we continue to wait for Elizabeth Pope to get on the line with us, we're going to reach out to her manager to come on the line with us. If for some reason we can't get him, we'll switch over to another song from Thursday's guest of America Fate. But first, let's see if we can get her manager, Evan, on the line with us. All right, we're going to dial up to him right now.
Hello, you have Lisa Evans. Sorry I wasn't able to get to your phone call, but if you leave a voice message, I'll be sure to give you a call back. Thank you, and have a good day.
All right, we're going to listen to another song from America Favor while we wait for Elizabeth Pope to come in. Again, America Favor is our guest that we're going to be talking with on Thursday. This is The Other Side.
There's a revolution coming. People,
That was America Favor with The Other Side, and if you're joining us, we're about to be talking with Elizabeth Pope momentarily. Yes, she will be calling into the show momentarily. We will have her on the line with us. But while we wait, let's listen to another interview. Was me on behalf of Skippa on Psych Word Radio. We were going to play this later at the end of the show, but we're going to give you an early listen right now as we wait.
And then when we come back, we are going to be airing a track by Skippa out of Hollywood, California, and this track is called Firepower. Alright, this track is called Firepower by the artist Skippa. Alright, guys, so stay tuned. Psych Word.
Hey, I got that fire for ya, you know, Skippa. Has that fire for ya, well, it's a P, that's a heat. We're gonna get in once again, ha. Got a lot of adrenaline pulsing through my veins. Don't want these intense feelings to evaporate. Think we ought to let loose another day. If you keep it real with me, I'm gonna do the same. Just wish my crazy thoughts and wild dreams would dissipate. I don't need all these realist images running through my brain. I could deal without the pain and heartbreak. Wanna feel emotions of being loved because our huge commotion have a body trembling, huh? And I love it, yes sir, don't get me wrong. Wanna take my aggression out on you all night long. In the bedroom, in the shower, on the ground, you know I can go on for hours. I got the fire, fire, power, power racing through my blood, blood. I bring that passion mixed with affection. On making love, you got my full attention. No need to doubt that for a moment, you see. Don't have the time, gotta tell ya, you're the one that I want. You're the one that needs to chicks don't mean a thing to me, nah. I don't flirt with them, you see, I don't sleep with them. You're the only one that has me grinning every second of every day, thinking about constantly. You're always on my brain, think you need to break away and leave this melodramatic party. Come on, stay back to the apartment, get a little bit naughty. I'm the same baby, you know I've been craving your body. I wanna dive into my midnight treat, you know I be wanting sweet. So I think I taste yo peaches and cream. I'll make you see ain't all about sex, about love and respect. And promise you this, I'm gonna be the very best. And nah, nah, this ain't a test. Since I've gotten older, I've learned what to expect. Me, I'm more interested in long-term relationships, yeah. I'm damn serious. I used to love that FWB thing with no strings attached, but those types of partnerships never last. Getting closer to the point in my life, I gotta settle down. Still search my queen, you know, to wear this crown. She got rid of everything and never let me down. Let's head for a happy ending like in the Disney movies, pal. Just gotta find my destiny, willing to prove this all to me. But hey, this all happened in my dreams, who knows what it's really gonna be. And I love it, you know, don't get me wrong. Wanna take my aggression out on you all night long. In the bedroom, in the shower, on the ground, you know, I can go on for...
Alright, it appears our guest has just called it in. Elizabeth, can you hear us?
Yes, I can. Thank you for having me today.
Thank you for joining us. Were you able to get your guitar ready?
No, I was not able to. I'm running a little bit behind, so I was not able to do that.
That's all right. We were giving a pre-listen earlier to your songs, Little Darling and Undermine. Tell us about what inspired Undermine.
Well, what inspired Undermine was it came out of a personal experience, just in my life, and so kind of what ended up happening is that I had to leave a job that I really loved doing. And out of that, in fact, it was one of my, I come from a big family, so one of my siblings kind of undermined that decision. So that's how Undermine came about, and that's what the song talks about. And I heard so many people tell me, and I'm very, you know, I'm very grateful that that song has really connected with them and they can relate to it. And so what inspired Little Darling is with just coming from a growing up in a big family, and that song kind of inspired me to talk about my family. And the little darling in the song, that's me. So that's how that song came about and kind of inspired me to write that, both of them.
All right, so we're going to take a quick listen to Undermine. And while we do, I want you to think about this for when we come back. I understand that you were a recipient at an award show on behalf of your music, and I want you to tell us a little bit about that after we play this song.
Sure. Yep.
Influences. I kind of wonder You know, out of those established artists that are out there, who you feel are some of your influences?
Well, right now, currently, you know, some of my influences are all over the world. I have a lot of influences, obviously, like One Republic. They're a great band. I love Ryan Tedder. I really like how he, you know, how he songwrites and puts his songs together. And I also like Jason Mraz. He's another, you know, another great artist out there. John Mayer. And some of the female singer songwriters like Kelly Clarkson, Carrie Underwood, Trisha Yearwood. It's really all over the place. And even like in England, I mean, there's some really good artists out there like Sam Smith, Ella Henderson, and just a whole bunch of various artists. So that's kind of my influence, you know, with my music. So
you gave very unique and interesting answers, which is going to lead me to my next question in a minute. While listening to your music, the first thought that even came to mind was how Alanis Morissette did that sort of folk pop, and how she had some success with that. That I almost could hear even a little bit of Alanis Morissette with you.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, you know, that's really, you're the first person, I think, to even mention her in my artistry. So I really, you know, I'm very, thank you for that. Alanis Morissette, I really like her style, too. I think she's a fabulous artist, and she's from Canada, I think. Is that right? I think she is from Canada. She's just great. I mean, I like her song, Ironic, and then there's another couple other songs that she's put out. But thank you. I do appreciate the compliment.
The question that I had for you, and we always get unique responses from this question, I ask this of all my guests, is who would your fan base be surprised to know that you listen to?
Oh, that's a great question. I think they might be surprised that I listen to, oh gosh, let's see. I listen to a lot of different music, so I think they would be surprised that I listen to Etta James.
Nice. She has a very sultry, soulful sound.
Yeah, she does.
All right, and you were telling us a little bit about this song, Little Darling. Can you elaborate a little bit more about that song?
Yeah, sure. It is a song that kind of mostly just, you know, is about mostly my family, some of the experiences that I've had in my life. There's one lyric that talks about, I caught a bus into the city. Well, that kind of describes my experience a little bit of working. I used to work in San Francisco, and I actually used to work in radio broadcasting. So that lyric out of there kind of came from that. And to just a different cry, Little Darling, Don't You Cry, Everything Will Be All Right. That, again, is the little darling in the song is me. So I'm the crying part, you know, is about, again, just how different life experiences can affect us. And also, too, that people can relate to that in your music, too.
All right, so let's have a listen to Little Darling.
Mm-hmm.
on the dark gray porch. Shades of blue, shades of yellow, shades of green, and maybe red. They're singing a tune in their head, and this is what they said. Little darling, don't you cry. Little darling, don't you cry. Little darling, don't you cry. I caught a bus into the city, strumming my six-string guitar. A few riffs of Dylan, but that tune was in my head. Little darling, don't you cry. Little darling, don't you cry. Little darling, don't you cry. Wave goodbye now. Wave goodbye now. My family sits on the dark gray porch. Shades of blue, shades of yellow, shades of purple, and maybe red. They're singing a tune in their head, and this is what they said. Little darling, don't you cry. Little darling, don't you cry. Little darling, don't you cry. Everything will be alright. Everything will be alright.
And that was Elizabeth Pope with Little Darling. And if you're joining us, we got Elizabeth Pope on the line. And it seems we also have another caller on the line from the 732, have a caller from the 732. Do you have a question here for Elizabeth?
Before you started writing music, what were some of your inspirations?
Some of my inspirations were mostly just growing up. Were my grandma and my grandma sang in her church choir, and so I was always there with her singing and watching her sing, and she had the most beautiful voice.
Okay.
And so I that kind of led to me really being inspired to sing at a young age. And my mom would always play the piano when I was younger, and she would teach me notes and melodies and harmonies. And all my my neighbors, my professors, and even my vocal coach, they were all a huge influence to allow me to take those steps to further pursue music throughout my life and up till today.
Okay, that's awesome.
Earlier today, I actually on your Instagram page, where you what you are afraid to do. Now, accomplishment that you were happened, but now you look back on it with great pride.
What was that part of the question? Could you repeat that?
I was asking what kind of a comp, probably your favorite accomplishment accomplishment that you look back with great pride, that you were going into it?
Oh, what accomplishments do I look back on? Well, it's just mostly, you know, throughout my life and growing up, I have had to work hard. I mean, very hard to, you know, be able to not give up and believe in myself more, each day. The most of my music really stems from, you know, people that I looked up to, different mentors, and they really helped me accomplish other things, other goals in my life. Like, I would have never picked up the guitar had I had a friend who was playing it at the time, and I asked him if I could go ahead and play before I left one day from school, and it was just outside, and it was great. I mean, that's how I kind of picked up the guitar, just through that, and then just continuing it, and that was a big accomplishment, as well as just getting other different awards and really setting myself up towards a way to continue my success. However, I had to navigate, because in life it's a journey, and so you have to navigate it how you want to. And that's how I feel very strongly about, you know, where I am today. And I don't take credit myself. I credit the people who gave me the tools to continue throughout music and throughout my life in accomplishing whatever I set my mind to doing.
I was wondering if our caller from the 732 might have another question that he might want to ask Miss.
What is your favorite artist?
My favorite artist. I have a lot. But I would say that the one of my favorite artists, I guess right now, or they actually are kind of, well, that's a tough question, but I think if I had to go with an artist right now, my favorite artist would, and I don't think I mentioned them in the other questions, but I would say my favorite artist is a R&B singer, and I would go with, I'm trying to remember her name. She does sing, I think she still sings currently. I would have to go with Mariah Carey, just because the reason why she is, her vocal range and her music and just the way she sings is really, I mean, that really inspires me. And then as a backup to her, I would go with a country artist, I would go with Garth Brooks. So he is back touring and everything, and he's just, again, my favorite song of his is Rodeo, and then with Mariah Carey, my favorite song of hers is Hero. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, you ain't gotta love
him. We actually have a caller online who might have a question for Miss Elizabeth Pope. Caller from the 951. Come in. Do you have a question for our artist today, Elizabeth Pope?
Hello?
Hello.
You said somebody from the area code 951.
All right, caller from the 951. We're having trouble hearing you right now. Caller from 732, do you have a follow-up question for Elizabeth Pope?
Okay, I have a question. If there was one artist that you would want to work with today, who would it be?
Well, that's another excellent question. Gosh, I have so many, but the one that really kind of stands out, I guess, right now is one artist I would love to work with, and she just put out a new single, is Adele. Adele is somebody who has this really soulful and kind of sultry voice. I really dig that in her music, and she's definitely a huge role model of mine when it comes to songwriting and singing as well. So I would love to work with Adele on a song, see what we could come up with.
All right. Now, Elizabeth, I know that you do a lot of covers as well. Can you sing for us a little bit of the song that's been playing on the radio that's currently stuck in your head?
Yeah, I can. I guess I can. Oh gosh, there's so many of them on the radio that's currently playing right now. Let's see. There was one, I think, yes, what did I hear it today? Yeah, I can sing a little bit of, there's so many of them. I would go with, I'll just sing something that I heard.
Back over.
What? I don't know what it just said.
I'm not sure. I think that might have been our from the 951. It seems like her phone is in now.
Cutting out. I can do a little bit of Journey. I know that one gets played on the radio a lot.
All right.
I'll do the one that is called what's the name of it? Don't Stop Believing. Yeah, I like that song. Okay, I'll just sing a few lyrics of it. I'm not gonna do the whole song, but it goes. Let's see. Oh, I'm trying to think of
put the hook if you have to.
Oh yeah, I'll do the hook part. It goes, don't stop believing, hold on to that feeling, street lights, people, whoa. There you go. That's a little bit of that.
That was a nice little sample.
Thank you.
Caller from the 732, do you have a follow-up question for Elizabeth? Are you there, caller from the 732? All right. Let's see if we can... if we can get a question from our other caller at the 951, do you have a question for Elizabeth?
Yeah, actually I do. What inspires you to write your music?
Well, it stems from different life experiences, and then also different subjects that are, you know, going on in our world. I think that's kind of relevant for me to write about different events or different things that I feel that would be relevant to putting out there for people to listen. In fact, I'm working on a couple of songs. In fact, one of them is an inspirational one, so I don't know when I'll put that out, but I've really been working on writing stuff that's, you know, going on right now in our world.
Yeah, that's cool. I think it's important to write songs that are inspirational, especially at a time like this in the world. So that's cool. Props to you for that.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
Give us a sample of some of these inspirational songs. Maybe just like a couple of bars. You don't have to full-fledged performance on it. But
Well, there's a song, and I'm sure you've heard it. It was from the movie Beaches, and it's The Rose, which is a really pretty, you know, song where, you know, she talks about, you know, some say love, it is a river. That's a really inspiring song. And so is Wind Beneath My Wings. I mean, those are two songs that the part where she goes in the wind beneath my wings, you know, for you are the wind beneath my wings, and then she goes into the fly, fly away. That is very pretty. I like it. That's a really pretty song too. So
I've always loved that song. That's one of those songs.
Yeah. Yeah,
I mean, I myself do hip hop, but I've always
It's really pretty. Those are both great songs. So
I think anytime that you, I mean, we have so much music out there that is just glorifying whatever drugs and sex, and yes, while those songs can be enjoyable, it's always nice to, you know, when someone thinks outside the box to write a song that uplifts us or inspires us.
Right. Yeah, it is. It's a good change of pace.
Anyways,
Because you're right, we do hear a lot of different songs about what you just mentioned, and it's nice to kind of have that variance and a change of pace so that people can feel positive.
Definitely. Sometimes we need that positive message, and this goes for all genres, you know.
Yeah, sometimes, it does.
You know, we need something with a little bit more of a story to, you know, let people know this is what I'm going through, but it can get better.
Right.
Anyways, I want to thank you for joining us, and also thank all of our guests. We're about to conclude our interview today. I want to thank all of our guest callers for calling in today. And remember, you can check out past and present episodes of Big Stats Idle Hour by going to BigStatsIdleHour.com or by going to our parent website, MSFPInc.com. That's MSFPINC.com, where you can check out past and present episodes of Big Stats Idle Hour, hear music by my group, the MSFP crew, and music that I produce. Check out all the projects I'm involved with. And while you're there at MSFPInc.com, that's MSFPINC.com, be sure to check out our donate button. We're working on creating a foundation, the Big Stats Cares Foundation, that benefits special needs children through music education. So reach into your hearts and donate. We're also working on a GoFundMe campaign, which we're going to be listening to more about in a minute. The GoFundMe / Skippa, SKIPPADARAPPA. That's Skippa DaRappa. She's an artist on the MSFP label who's working to try to put her dream tour together. She's an amazing hip hop artist who, much like our artist today, you know, isn't afraid to also think outside the box with her follow-up album single, Stay Positive, talking about, stay positive and to just do you. Anyways, I invite, it looks like Elizabeth and our caller from the 951 are still in line. I invite you guys, if you would like to stay on the line. If not, that's all right. We're going to be playing the Radio MSFP 92nd episode. Radio MSFP, for those who don't know, is my YouTube blog show. We've ripped the audio from that and put it into here, and we're also gonna follow that up with an interview of myself on FM radio, Psych Ward Radio, out of Connecticut. So you guys are welcome to stay on the line and listen. I'll be muting the calls right now, but before I do, Elizabeth, you have apparently Elizabeth has just left, so we're going to be muting the calls and moving on to that.
Hey, it's Matt Big Stats Frankel, and this is another episode of Radio MSFP. But before I continue, this is the new Big Stats shirts. This is the front of the shirt. This is the back of the shirt. This is the back of the shirt. Any questions?
If I'm being all the way honest, I was kind of dreading making this episode of Radio MSFP because there was something I had to address to the fans that I really didn't want to.
But before I do that, go down to the description link, pause this video for a second, go down to the description link, and click on my campaign video for American Idol. There's some things more important in this world than if Matt Big Stats Frankel wins the final season of American Idol. Now, don't get me wrong, if you guys tweet out that video, if you guys get the attention of the producers, I will compete on the show on your behalf. for all of you. But I have a friend, you know her well from these videos, who's sick right now. And my energy has been turned to focus on helping her. I'm teaming up with Two Sides Magazine and SoCal Party to do a showcase to raise money for her campaign. If you're listening to the re-airing of this on Big Stats Idol Hour tomorrow, it'll precede this video, or the audio of this video, I should say. Anyways, this video I'm going to be marking as unlisted, but I'll have it on my artist page on Facebook, and you can click over to the link and get to that description if you choose to check out that other video about me going on American Idol. If I get the date soon, that's what we'll be talking about in the next episode of Radio MSFP. So till next time, this has been another episode of Radio MSFP. Peace.
Alright, and here is my interview from Psych Word Radio, FM radio, an FM radio show out of Connecticut. This is my interview on behalf of Skipper from Psych Word Radio.
And then when we come back, we are going to be airing a track by Skippa out of Hollywood, California. And this track is called Firepower. All right, this track is called Firepower by the artist Skippa. All right, guys, so stay tuned. Psych Word.
Hey, I got that fire for ya, you know, Skippa. Has that fire for ya, well, it's a P, that's a heat. We're gonna get in once again, ha. Got a lot of adrenaline pulsing through my veins. Don't want these intense feelings to evaporate. Think we ought to let loose another day and keep real with me. I'm gonna do the same. Just wish my crazy thoughts and wild dreams would dissipate. I don't need all these realist images running through my brain. I could deal without the pain and heartbreak. Wanna feel emotions of being low because our huge commotion have a body trembling, huh? And I love it, yes sir, don't get me wrong. Wanna take my aggression out on you all night long. In the bedroom, in the shower, on the ground, you know I can go on for hours. I got the fire, fire, power, power racing through my blood, blood. I bring that passion mixed with affection. On making love, you got my full attention. No need to doubt that for a moment, you see. Don't have the time, gotta tell ya, you're the one that I want. You're the one that needs to chicks don't mean a thing to me, nah. I don't flirt with them, you see, I don't sleep with them. You're the only one that has me grinning. Every second of every day, thinking about constantly, you're always on my brain. Think you need to break away and leave this melodramatic party. Come on, head back to the apartment, get a little bit naughty. I'm the same baby, you know I've been craving your body. I wanna dive into my midnight treat, you know I be wanting sweet. So I think I taste yo peaches and cream. I'll make you see ain't all about sex, about love and respect. And promise you this, I'm gonna be the very best. And nah, this ain't a test.
since I've gotten older, I've learned what to expect. Me, I'm more interested in long-term relationships, yeah, I'm damn serious. I used to love that FWB thing with no strings attached, but those types of partnerships never last. Getting closer to the point in my life, I gotta settle down. Still search my queen, you know, to wear this crown. She got rid of everything and never let me down. Let's head for a happy ending like in the Disney movies, pal. Just gotta find my destiny, willing to prove this all to me. But hey, this all happened in my dreams, who knows what it's really gonna be. And I love it, you know, don't get me wrong. Wanna take my aggression out on you all night long. In the bedroom, in the shower, on the ground, you know, I can go on for hours. Got the fire, fire, power, power racing through my blood, blood. I bring that passion mixed with affection. All making love, you got my full attention. No need to doubt that for a moment. Don't have time to gotta tell ya. You're the one that I want, you're the one that I need. These other chicks don't mean a thing to me, nah. I don't flirt with them, you see, I don't sleep with them. You're the only one that has me grinning. Every second of every day, think about constantly. You're always on my brain, needing to break away and leave this mellow, dramatic party. Come on, head back to the apartment, get a little bit naughty. I'm saying, baby, you know I've been craving your sexy body. I wanna dive into my midnight treat. You know I be one and sweet. So think I taste, yo, peaches and cream. I'll make you see it all about sex, about love and respect. Yeah, I got that fire, power, power racing through my blood, blood. I'm bringing back passion mixed with affection. I'm making love, you got my full attention. No need to doubt that for a moment. Playing through my heart, I gotta tell ya, you're the one that I want, you're the one that I need. This a chick don't mean a thing to me, nah. I'm saying, baby, you know, one of these days I hope to make it an actual reality. Come on, a girl can dream of happily ever, can't she? Saying, let's get it, let's get mad. Alright, hug your brow as I got, as I got, as I got. I got that, I got that, I got that fire for ya. Feeling motivational, sensational. Trying to find my ass, you know, to match my O. Untraceable, but fixable. Try to catch me if you can. You slow poke, stay at steady pace with wherever I go. Face all the obstacles in my way, jump over hurdles on the go. I slay away the van that walk at night, catch the ones who bring fire in my eyes. At least that makes sense, so metaphoric. I'm Sagittarius, who is spontaneous. I only act reckless on special occasions. My spit rhymes and flows, you know, be so potent. I got the potion worth holding, it keeps on growing. This passion burning within, underneath my skin. And I've come to win, so please let me in. I won't stop even when I pass the finish line, finish up the script. I got tons of riddles, tons of stories, while y'all play the fiddlehead straight for glory. And that bit was a little sarcastic. Unlike some of these females, I'm not made out of plastic. What?
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Skippa. And on the line right now, we have Skippa's manager, Matt Frankel. Matt, you there?
Yep, it's the one and only Matt Big Fat Frankel. And if Matt sounds familiar to you, that's because I was representing my label, MSFP, and the group I work with, MSFP Crew, 5 years ago when I rocked for Jennifer Lopez in the American Idol audition room.
And that's crazy. So let me just give the listeners a little backdrop, because we played Skippa's track, and you're her manager. And so I came to know you through Skippa and her music, right? You guys are out of Hollywood, California. However, Skippa has some kind of what was the diagnosis that she was given with her bone disorder?
It's called rhabdomyolysis. It's actually a muscular disorder that affects the kidneys. I'm gonna give you an email later on, so you guys can put it on your site. We're gonna be having a showcase actually coming up to raise money for her GoFundMe campaign for her dream tour, where we're gonna be donating every additional dollar past our goal to that tour.
Wow. So So, you know, and we and the listeners definitely wish her a healthy recovery with everything, for sure. But let me just ask you, so you were actually on American Idol, right? And with Jennifer Lopez, and then what happened? You tried to start some kind of, like, weird beef with Randy Jackson. Is that what I understand while you were on there?
No, let me explain that. For those who... as many of us do go on to YouTube, if you go on to YouTube and actually look on YouTube, you'll see that the majority of Randy Jackson's comments dealt with me going on and saying my occupation was a freelance music producer.
Okay.
And I felt to spend more time trying to judge me on being a freelance music producer. And my logic behind this is, how do you judge someone on a talent that you've never heard?
Wow. All right. So before you even got to say or do anything for Jennifer Lopez and Randy Jackson, Randy Jackson was already trying to start judging you.
Well, I had done. I had just finished doing a little rap intro that I had done. Just to shake things up in there, because prior to me, no one has ever really attempted to do anything TikTok in the American Idol audition room. Yeah, we see on TV that, you know, Kanye's now for the next season going on there, but really, before me, no one's ever thought, you know, try to see if we messed around with hip hop in the American Idol audition room, what would happen.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, Matt Frankel, thank you very much for coming on Psych Word Radio Show. Now, if any of our listeners want to reach out to Skippa, her Twitter is Skippa Da Rappa, right? And that's SKIPPADARAPPA?
Yes, she can be found with that URL at both Instagram and Twitter.
All right. Well, Matt Frankel, thank you very much for coming on Psych Word. It was a pleasure having you on, sir. All right. Thank you very much. And that was Matt Frankel, and we aired the track for his artist, Skippa. So definitely big shout out to them and good luck for them. They are out of Hollywood, California. So with that being said, we have a gentleman who just walked in the studio.
Alright, and that's all the time we have for you today on Big Stats Idle Hour. We'll catch you on the flip side.